Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Rod Peterson Show. It is hour two. Just finishing a text. Don't mind me. We've had a smoking hour one. Breaking news out of Calgary. Bill Peters will not be back as head coach of the Calgary Flames. All major networks announcing that. Not sure who had it first. Doesn't matter. And at this moment, 11 a.m. Central, Mike O'Shea is addressing the media in Winnipeg. And we don't know about what. To be honest with you, to quote Bob Cole, everything is happening. Dave Naylor missed his time slot to come on with us. He's a busy guy. I get it. Now people are writing in saying, where's Dave Naylor? We don't know. So now we're awaiting word from Winnipeg on Mike O'Shea's status, what he's going to talk about at all. And we're working on some Winnipeg reporters to join us from the media gathering in Winnipeg. Because as you know, the Rod Peterson Show is very big in Winnipeg. Some of the topics that we've covered today, U.S. Thanksgiving, NFL games yesterday, Buffalo beating Dallas 26-15. Jerry Jones beat his team into the locker room. He was waiting for them there after the game, at which he shouted at them, cried, and then met with reporters afterwards. That's how much football means in Dallas. The Cowboys are not firing their coach. Well, that's what they say today. Bears over Detroit 24-20 Thursday, U.S. Thanksgiving, and Saints over the Falcons 26-18. 280 players will become free agents in the CFL this offseason. 14 of those are quarterbacks, and that is our daily poll question today. Who is the most coveted free agent quarterback in the CFL this offseason? For Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center, 69% of respondents on Twitter and 57% on Facebook saying it's Jeremiah Masoli, the most coveted quarterback in CFL free agency. Next up, Nick Arbuckle of Calgary, Nick Fatty Arbuckle. Coming in third in the poll, Matt Nichols out of Winnipeg, and coming in fourth, Chris Strebler. I would vote for Arbuckle. If I was a CFL GM, he's the guy that I would want the most now that Cody Fajardo's off the board. You can vote on this for the next 22 hours. And guys, I don't know if the dominoes have started toppling already. Edmonton fired Jason Maas this week. Devon Claybrook's fired in BC a couple of weeks ago. Rick Campbell walking away from Ottawa a couple of weeks ago. Three jobs open. And we're all sitting here on bated breath awaiting the status of Mike O'Shea in Winnipeg. Is that the next domino to fall? Is he going to Toronto? Are they firing Chamberlain? Man, these are crazy times.
Yeah, and might we find out and get a little more clarity today? Because you know the media is going to ask that if he's addressing the media and they're going to get their questions. They're going to want to know, is he any closer to making a decision? What's his future look like? And so I think in the next, 30 minutes, we're going to have a better idea of where Mike O'Shea is future stands. And so that's kind of exciting as we sit here live on the air, kind of waiting for that word out of Winnipeg.
I might go one further. I see nothing on Twitter yet on the Mike O'Shea thing. As soon as there is, Clark's on it. We're hoping to go to Winnipeg for live coverage. But Derek Dennis, friend of this show, he's been on a couple of times. The Bone Crusher, the popular left tackle of the Calgary Stampeders, and an outspoken player rep.
Hot on Twitter, yeah.
You've been following him on Twitter? People are really going after players in the CFL for no loyalty. And Derek Dennis has shot back and said, stop cutting guys 1 year into a three-year deal, and you won't have to worry about roster turnover or guys wanting to sign one-year deals. Just saying, we crave continuity and security just like the next employee. And I'm with them on that. And don't, by the way, blame the CFL for this. The NHL's had it for years, potentially forever. How would you like to be a James Neal fan? You would have had to buy an Oilers jersey, then a Flames jersey, then a Golden Knights jersey, then a Penguins jersey, or wherever the hell he was, Dallas jersey.
I know.
How do you blame the player when, as Derek Dennis says, especially in the CFL, that the team can cut you 1 year into a three-year deal and you're done? How do you blame the player?
I know.
You can't.
And you don't have to worry about money or paying out the rest of the contract. Nothing's guaranteed. I think that's a big part of it, is having more of the contracts guaranteed, creating a little more safety for the players. And I'm sure that's, of course, they're sitting there being like, well, we're trying to negotiate that in CBA negotiations and things like that, but that's part of the give and take and the battle that you come into when you get into those negotiations. The players would love more guarantees to know that that's going to happen. That would prevent the GMs from making too many moves and create a little more consistency from year to year when it comes to the organizations, and put a little more emphasis on drafting and a little more emphasis on growing your talent. I think it would be great for the game. But is it the best for business? I don't know. And as we like to say around here, that's who runs the organizations.
Talk about people. Morals and a way to do things properly. Derek Dennis, I don't think really is at the top of the list. That's the guy, great all-star offensive tackle, outstanding lineman in Canada, I think 3 years ago in Calgary. Came here for 2 or 3 years.
1 year.
One year and stunk. It wasn't worth a damn. Now he goes back to Calgary and comes out with all these great philosophies. So,
but you know what? It's funny you say that, and Derek's probably watching this show today, as we know Sean Lemon is. And by the way, you players, chime in with the comments, please. It sounds like we're going to have James Wilder here in a moment. Some players fit in better schemes than others. So Dennis wasn't a fit here. It became very evident because I was with the Rough Riders at the time. Just wasn't a fit. So we went back to Calgary in the Huffnagel system, and he flourished again. Look at Luches Purifoy. Didn't fit in Ottawa.
No.
Came here and he's an all-star.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they couldn't wait to sign him to a 2-year extension. So that doesn't mean Derek Dennis is a bad guy. Just didn't work.
Yeah. And also coming here after being the lineman of the year in the CFL, those expectations are massively high. It comes down to the Micah Johnson thing, too, with the expectations of this guy becoming this all-world leader. And when he's not putting up record numbers of sacks or leading the league in sacks or, you know, tackle for loss or all these different statistical categories, we think it's a disappointing season. And some of the football people really liked the way that Micah Johnson played. So it's a matter of expectations versus reality, too. And being in a spot where you have success and where you're comfortable, and Derek Dennis clearly, and as you mentioned, in Huffnagel and Dave Dickinson's system, has a lot of success on that offensive line.
This is wild. And Clark's telling me we will have James Wilder Jr. on the phone in moments. They're just setting it up. Darren Bombing, TSN Radio Winnipeg. Been on this show many times, been here in the bunker. This is what he tweeted prior to the Mike O'Shea media address. I don't necessarily expect a new contract to be announced at this precise time as the Bomber head coach's deal is currently set to expire, but we've experienced stranger things. ... So nobody has any idea. And does that speak to the close-to-the-vest nature of one Mike O'Shea?
Yeah,
that's
sure
cool.
Does. It sure
He's
does.
Called a news conference at 11 himself, and nobody has any idea what it is.
Yeah, I can't see.
There's some intrigue to that.
Yeah.
But where's the insiders?
He's not going to announce he's going to Winnipeg or to Toronto. I can't see that.
No, well, not when they currently have a head coach. He couldn't come out and announce it
today. Exactly. So what's he going to announce? I mean, if I'm putting up the betting line. You know, I'm putting the odds are that he's announcing that he's staying and he's going to sign a new deal. But it's weird that Mike O'Shea will address the media. You know, it's not the Winnipeg Blue Bombers have announced a press conference. If they were announcing a new contract for their Grey Cup winning head coach, that's
the team would do it.
That's a big deal.
GM would do it.
The GM would
announce
a press conference, and they'd all be there, and we'd be seeing pictures of it right now, and it would be announced. We probably would have had somebody who would have seen the contract already.
It must be announced by now.
So I don't know what he's going to say.
I'm sitting here hitting refresh, 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 like y'all, as they say.
Yes.
It's gone very, very quiet. In Winnipeg. Very quiet. Did MTS go down? Are your phones not working? What's going on? Furthermore, just to switch topics for a second, I can hear Clark on the phone with James Wilder. We'll be bringing him on. John Ryan, we're told it's 50-50 whether he re-signs with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Rob Maver retiring yesterday after 9 years in the CFL, couple of Grey Cups. John now will be, if he comes back on the same deal in 2020, as the highest paid punter in the CFL. Should the Riders sign him at the same deal frenzy, rumored to be $100,000.
Yes, definitely. He's great for the Rough Riders. They love him. He's from Saskatchewan. He was a top punter average-wise in the league last year. Some of his punts were the long towering spirals that we're looking at, the real long ones. But he made it happen when he had to, as far as distance was concerned, I thought.
He's also filling more than one position on that football team. We got to remember that and consider that. Not on the field, but John Ryan jerseys, fans in the stands, the hometown kid, like, that's part of the whole deal, right? That's part of it. And I know we're dealing with the salary cap and everything like that, but John Ryan, in my opinion, is worth every penny that they're paying him.
These days in football, while that should be a big deal, it's not as big a deal as it used to be.
No.
And from what I know of these negotiations, Jeremy O'Day looks at it as strictly football-related. The salary versus what you can get on the field, jerseys and ticket sales, not my deal. And I see where he's coming from on
that.
Clark tells me that we've got James Wilder Jr. on the phone line. Are you with us, James?
Yes, I am. How you guys doing?
Very good, James. Good to talk with you again. It's been a while since Grey Cup last year in Edmonton. Where are we hooking up with you today?
I'm back in the States, man. I'm in California.
Lucky guy. James, we had the news Monday that you asked for your release from the Argos. It was granted. Do you know what your football future is as we sit here today?
Right now, man, I'm just weighing out all the options. I'm going to try to knock out a few NFL workouts, and if that doesn't go as planned, I'll have a jump start at the free agency.
Can you take us through the last couple of years in your time with the Toronto Argonauts? Because it looked great, then it looked not so great. This year wasn't the year that you wanted. How's it look from your perspective?
Yeah. Just like you said it, man. You know, Toronto started off very great. You know, we won the Grey Cup. It took the year. Everything went well. Second year, you know, we had an injury to our quarterback. So we were a little shaken up, battled a lot of injuries. The season didn't go as well individually. Probably not up to my standard, but still elite in the CFL. Third year, not at all, man. Not to my standard, not to the team standard, not for the standard of the city. And, you know, it was a little frustrating mentally. That took a little toll on me throughout the season, but yeah, I'm a free agent now, man. So hopefully to being able to find that joy, find that love back and get back to those 17-type years.
There is some news on the O'Shea thing, and we'll get to that in a minute, but we got James Wilder Jr. on the line right now. Is there anything that you'd like to clarify, James, on how things went down this year? And obviously you're looking ahead, and I want to, too. I will right after this question. It was reported that they asked you to do some separate things, play on different, you know, special teams and stuff, and that you didn't want to do that. Was that accurately reported, or what's your side of that story?
No, it was accurately reported, but of course, some details were left off. As you know, this season I broke my ribs. I got put on injured. I got put on the injured list, the IR list. I felt that I could play still. I told him it's a rib that, you know, pretty much break, that I broke the last 2 years. It was just a light break, clean break. And, it's something that I thought I could play through. They felt like I couldn't play through it. It was pretty frustrating. I was coming off the 200 yard games. I felt like I was starting to get my role going. They decided to pinch me. I was a little frustrated with it. But I understood, but once the time starts to come, like 3 or 4 weeks later, I'm like, yo, what's going on? I'm just sitting. I'm healthy. And they was like, well, you know, the Argos were just like, you can come back, but you can come back on special teams. And, you can come back and play the special teams role, not the running back role. And I was just like, well, I don't know if that would be, the wisest thing to do coming off a broken rib to be playing special teams. I mean, I can come back off a broken rib to play a little bit of running back and, mix me in as I thought it would be like. But they, you know, they told me they wanted me to come back and play kickoff, wedge, bus, and all this other stuff. It just wasn't, I didn't think it was a wise thing to do.
Sean Lemon's watching the program and has a question for you. Would you take a question from the Lemonator? You're boys with him, right?
Yeah, no, that's my brother, man. That's my big brother. Yeah.
His question, James, is did you like playing for Jacques Chapdelaine and Coach Chaim?
No, I didn't. I didn't like it. I don't know they're too much about their outside lives. I'm sure they're great men. But, you know, as a football player to football coach, it was pretty tough, man. Usually I've been playing for coaches. You have that connection. You'll be able to, you know, talk with coaches and make adjustments or do whatever, you know, and they'll fellow just off you or off the team to help the team where everybody's really comfortable out there on the field. It's been a few times where I've reached out to try to, you know, not for selfish reason, but just our team was losing. I was just looking out to try to have player meetings, team meetings, player coach meetings. I called for a few of those just to try to, you know, better the team. But we were just so disconnected with the coaches and the players, man. And, you know, a lot of people are still, most of our team is still contracted, but 90% of our locker room will tell you that.
Clearly, not on the same page. I mean, if they didn't, when you're healthy, didn't want you back as a running back, you know, I wouldn't feel, you know, on that same page either. So, you know, I'm with you on that for sure. So you talk about NFL. Do you have any workouts planned? Who are you going to visit? Or just waiting for the phone?
We're waiting for the phone calls right now. There were talks, nothing formally planned. When I was under contract getting the release, that they will be interested to work out a few teams, but just about three teams, nothing formally yet, so we're really waiting on a phone call. I stuffed out on Thanksgiving yesterday, but other than that, I've been staying in shape and, you know, waiting out that opportunity, being ready for the opportunity.
Is the XFL an option for you, James?
The XFL, WWE was a mixture option, so if I was to do XFL and WWE at the same time under Mr. McMahon, but I missed the... window for that, so that will have to be something that's later.
Well, as a free agent, you can go anywhere you want. You're still a young guy and talented, so I don't think you're too concerned about your future. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we let you go, James, and enjoy California?
No, man. I did always. It's been tough, man. I feel like I went through a breakup with the city of Toronto, with the fans, man. I just want to let all the fans know that I definitely love them. You know, Canada has been a great experience for me. I didn't know anything about Canada, and Toronto embraced me and my family. They made it feel like home, and it was a place where I never wanted to leave. It's a place where I wanted to take that pinball roll and just be there forever, you know, and fall in love with the city and just, you know, move there full time like I did with me and my family. Things didn't work out. It's part of the business, but I wanted to let all the fans know in Toronto that they'll always have a special place in my special place in me and my family's heart.
Very classy of you, James, and I know how much they loved you. I saw it firsthand at Touchdown Atlantic. So thanks for this. Good luck, and keep in touch if you don't mind.
Oh, most definitely, man. Thanks for having me on this morning.
James Wilder Jr. joining us from California on the hotline. Just before we break, and we'll delve into the rest of the news, from Darren Bombing, TSN Winnipeg, Mike O'Shea says he had a conversation this morning, but no new contract has been agreed upon. So Mike O'Shea held a news conference to announce there is no news.
Yeah.
But at least it's something. At least they're not being quiet about it. We'll talk about that more when we come back. And some very interesting comments, wouldn't you say, Lynch? Mm-hmm. From James Wilder Jr.
Certainly.
It's a Football Friday on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it.
LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, welcome back to the program, everybody. Things just got really weird. Really weird. Craig in Regina writing in on the Facebook wall. He says, "Great Scott, players are watching and asking fellow players questions you're interviewing on your show. What a concept. So cool, fellas." It is. And James Wilder Jr. basically is saying he wanted his release from the Argos because he didn't like playing for Corey Chamberlain and Jacques Chaptalain. Am I right in saying
that? Yeah, he fell out of favor.
Right on.
And the other breaking news this morning, Bill Peters will not be head coach, again, of the Calgary Flames because of the allegations levied against him this week by a former player dating back 10 years ago. And Mike O'Shea meeting with the media at 11 o'clock saying he's had a conversation about a new deal with the Blue Bombers, but nothing is imminent. He is a coaching free agent. And this thought is that he wants to go to Toronto, and it's starting to look more and more like that every day. And I'm going to the grand opening of Popeye's Louisiana Chicken today. And I thought, like right after this show, I thought Lynch was going. And you're not, Lynch, because?
I don't like chickens.
And there's a reason behind the fact
because,
that you don't like chickens.
When I was a young boy, I went to your town of Milestone, to the Sandbrook Farm.
Oh, yeah, it's our fault.
And we went down there always every summer. And one of the things we did was cut chickens. We killed a bunch of chickens, cut their heads off. And I was standing behind the guy who had the big knife, and he cut one chicken's head off, and it bounced right back into my lap and rumped all over me, and I was scared to death from then on. And not only was I scared to death, I hate chickens, and I will not eat chickens.
That's like from 70 years ago.
Well, you ask me a question, I tell you the answer.
You can get over things.
So a headless chicken was giving you the business.
That's right.
And you can't get over it. You won't eat chicken. Okay, I'll go to Popeye's Louisiana Chicken on behalf of all of us.
Okay.
And their grand opening.
You do that.
I think you've riled up Derek Dennis. He says he'd like to address you, John. Can we do that at a later date?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a fantastic guy. I think you have his time with the Riders misconstrued, to quote Lamar McGriggs. And you're not old enough to remember that reference, are you, Dupes? John Scott coming up in moments. Morning sports update. There are several matinees on today's NHL slate as it's a long weekend in the U.S. Winnipeg plays this afternoon in Anaheim. Ottawa visits Minnesota. The Leafs are in Buffalo. New York Rangers and Boston Bruins will get things started in the early game. The Raptors put their 5-game win streak on the line tonight in Orlando. Toronto's tied with Boston for top spot in the NBA's Atlantic Division at 13-4. The Celtics visit Brooklyn this afternoon. A pair of teams with 2-2 records will meet in the early draw at the Canada Cup in Leduc, Alberta. Team Einarsson and Team Carey will start playing a 4-way tie with Team Schweidiger and Team Jones. There are 3 draws on tap ahead of tomorrow's playoffs, and that's on TSN. And Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has gone from blasting his coaching staff to talking about the playoffs, even after yet another loss, and he says he won't be making a coaching change. Jones says he thinks the 6-6 Cowboys could win the rest of their games. They still lead the NFC East after yesterday's loss to Buffalo. And the NLL season starts tonight. Did you know that, Dupes?
Yeah.
The Saskatchewan Rush are at the Colorado Mammoth. You can watch that on Bleacher Report Live. The Calgary Roughnecks, the defending champions, are at the Vancouver Stealth. This sports update for Seat Giant. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit seatgiant.ca. And also for Wendell Clark's Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive. See you at Wendell's. Do we have John Scott ready, or we don't? Okay, that's fine. We will get to John Scott. 10 years in the National Hockey League with the Wild, Blackhawks, Rangers, Sabres, Sharks, Coyotes, and Canadiens. He is 6'8", 260. He's from Edmonton, Alberta. John Scott coming up. We have a note from Agribition. Did you want to pass that along? Apparently my family's buzzing around our tent. What's going on? What was the update from Paul at Agribition this morning?
He said he ran into your cousin.
Which one?
Well, he didn't say.
There's a million of them.
Yeah, I know, and that's what I said. They're probably all around there. It's your family.
They are.
Right in the area. Of course they are. And he's
my
like,
cousin.
Yeah, he said, where's Rod? Is he coming by to do the show? Is he coming by this afternoon? Yeah, we'll be by this afternoon. And then he turned around and your cousin was gone. So
yeah, I've been getting texts all week from my family. Where are you? And it was a little confusing. They thought we were doing the show there. What about the other day when the old girlfriends were buzzing around?
Oh.
That was awkward. That was
tell
awkward.
Me about that. I got hit, by the way. It's been great.
Can we put a camera on Lynch? It's the Lynch Exit, everybody. Brought to you by Popeye's Louisiana Chicken.
How has this become? How has this become a thing again? Look at him.
Whoa!
Pull up your pants. Keep them up.
That's what his wife says. Wow. Enjoy your lunch, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
The old boys club will be meeting for lunch, and Lynch has to go. What's happening here?
I don't know.
Thanks, John. The two Johns.
I don't know.
Sandra writes in on the Facebook wall. She says, the Bombers presser was to announce nothing. Everyone sounds so depressed.
I know.
Weird for newly minted champions. Sandra's a very sharp lady, and is she not the one that runs the ABC Rider fan page?
Mm-hmm. I think...
why do you need...
My cane's in your car.
You brought your cane in here, remember? Because it was all wrapped up in my seatbelt. And I said, Patrick's all tied up. Your cane's here, Lynch.
We got
somewhere.
A search party going on. All right.
He wants the keys to my car. This is a real live show going on. Your cane is not in the cushions of the couch.
I wish we had a camera over
no, I'm glad
here.
We don't. Listen, I'll find your cane. I'll bring it to you.
Drop it off.
I'll drop it off. This is real life. I can't write this stuff. Can you show this guy? Can you show him?
Oh, my God.
From Conrad on Facebook. Oh, man. They're all rolling by. Where are we? What's going on?
I don't know.
Where do we start? Where do we go back?
I've just been time warped into some alternate universe of some kind. This has gone right off the rails. No, it's good.
Welcome to my life. Well, for one, let's just back up a little bit. James Wilder Jr., this clearly the players' show, kind of firing some shots at the Toronto Argonauts.
That's what I took out of that big time. With Jacques Chapdelaine and Corey Chamberlain, right, just bluntly, no, I didn't like playing for them. It wasn't a good time. But you understand it, and you understand it because here's a player who fell out of favor and didn't have a lot of success this year, got hurt. And they're going through transition, too. And so when he comes back, and then he's like, I'm ready to go. I come off the rib injury. I'm healthy. Let's go. And they're like, yep, you can play special teams. And here's a guy who's supposed to be a premier running back in this league, Grey Cup champion, and you're telling him now he's got to play special teams and he's not a running back, and you don't want him to be a running back. That's not going to sit very well. So it's... I completely understand why there'd be a disconnect there and why he fell out of favor and why he'd want to move on. And so I hope he gets a couple NFL looks. But if not, he's going to have an opportunity to come back to the CFL. He'll be in a training camp roster if he wants to be and be able to battle for a starting job.
Okay, so I've just tried to slow everything down. And good job on the Wilder thing. Thomas Miller writes in on the Facebook wall and says, Derek Dennis hid Frenzy's cane out of spite. Lynch went after Derek Dennis, and Derek needs to understand something. I don't know where Derek is. He's in the States somewhere. He's watching the program today, the Stamps star left tackle. Lynch is 82, and what did he say before the show? He can't get over his love for the Riders since he was a child. He's blinded by this love for the green and white, and he says it's a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Right? So if you don't fit in with the Rough Riders... You're a problem.
To John Lynch.
To John Lynch.
Yeah.
So he had some not real kind words to say about Derek Dennis because it wasn't a fit here. And somebody alerted Derek Dennis to John's comments. He immediately jumped online. He started watching the show. Now he wants to take it up with John Lynch. Do it another time, please. I'll give you his number if you want, Bone Crusher. So there's that. Another here, Brenda in Saskatoon has written in and says, the Riders have re-signed McKenna Henry to a two-year contract, which is outstanding. Defensive tackle with the Rough Riders. And Conrad writes in and he says, nice to see the Riders starting to announce signings rather than having us wait until closer to free agency like it's a big secret. So there's that. And just one more. Derek Dennis has written in and says, I felt his pain. That was me in 2017 with Jones and McAdoo. Oh, he's talking about James Wilder. That's what Bone Crusher's saying. It wasn't a fit. So I guess overall, Darren, is I'm this today more than any other show that we've done out of the 125 previous is like walking across the freeway in the middle of rush hour.
Yeah. It
like really zing, 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 oh, zing, yeah. zing, zing. Things going everywhere. Boom, boom, boom. So I'm just trying to slow it all down here. But what we've realized and what the players are realizing that this is the show and a place that the show, the players can come on and tell their side of the story.
Yeah.
Because the one thing I've learned with the media, mainstream media particularly, over the last several years, they can skew the story to what the teams want. And I actually found that Tory Gurley and I have spent hours on the phone talking about that. Because when he was cut by the Argos, along with Vidal Hazelton and Kevin Elliott on the same day, we all thought they were a bunch of badasses. Notification comes across your phone. Argos have cut these three receivers. And we're like, oh, what'd they do?
Exactly.
Right, we're sitting around. And it wasn't anything like that. You know, Tory said they made try to make us out to look like the scapegoat. Now, I've gotten to know Tory very well. He's coming into the bunker here next month. So here's an opportunity for James Wilder to come on the air today and tell his side of the story. Because we all know there's always three sides to the story, right?
Yeah.
And the players, actually, when they go off on Twitter in these instances, people just say, oh, he's just bitter. He's just, right? This is a little different. When a guy comes on the phone on a program and tells his side of the story,
it is,
I guess, what I'm getting at.
No, and they all have a different side to the story. They all have their own story to tell, and they see it from a different perspective. And some of them, I mean, you're players. You're young, and you're at the top of your game and everything else. Sometimes the players don't see what the real problems are either. Sometimes the general managers and the coaches don't see actually what's happening or what the guys really like. So it's good to get the players' side of the story and love having them on. That's what it's about. It's about, you know, getting, you know, every angle and then us reacting to it and getting our thoughts. And that's why I think we've had so much success. And it's become this great little meeting place in the morning.
Having coffee, Caliber Coffee.
And
so as you went on that monologue, I'm just checking in on the Prairie Mobile text line. We got him. Norway checking in. Trent in Norway. He says, busy with family over hour one. Now signed in. CFL needs to improve sponsorship league-wide to hold players in place. Free agency will be interesting. Go Riders. The concept of loyalty with players is a horse that's out of the barn. It's gone. It's not coming back. There's no way that you're going to change loyalty because there is none. And it's gotten worse than ever. Mm-hmm. It's the way that it is. Fans need to accept it. That's what it is. I'll say it again. If you're a fan of James Neal, you would have needed four jerseys the last 4 years of the National Hockey League. It's just the way that it is. From Metal Shingle Guy, couple things. Nice image before lunch. And then he puts the emoji of a chicken. Did you not know that's how they kill chickens? I'm so grateful for the fact that I was raised on a farm.
Yeah.
I didn't like very much of it, but at least I learned where food comes from. What do you think a chicken breast comes from?
Yeah.
You got to kill them somehow.
I know.
What nice image. Before I eat every day, I know where it came from and
how
it happened.
No, but You're not thinking about that. As your meal comes to you, you're not thinking.
Apparently now everybody is.
Man, how did this happen? Heads off. Da, 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 da.
Well, what do you think?
Probably went through this. You're not thinking about it. You're just thinking of how good it is. Or how.
Okay. Metal Shingle Guy goes on to say, Winnipeg is hooped large. Every team will be poaching coaches, free agents, and even the scouts. That's the high cost of success. That might be true, Metal Shingle Guy, and frankly, that would be new for Winnipeg, sorry to say, but it's not new for the Saskatchewan Roughriders nor the Calgary Stampeders.
No.
The most winningest franchises get their people poached. That's the way that it is. Welcome to sports. I know it's been since 1990, but this is what's been going on since. Are they hooped? I don't know. Now, I texted a buddy in Winnipeg. I said, what's the O'Shea news? This was like a half an hour ago. He writes me back and says he signed a new deal. Are you trying to pull my leg?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
There's no news of that.
Do you see how fake news can get going around?
Yeah.
So no, Mike O'Shea, according to Darren Bombing, saying they have talked this morning about a new deal, but nothing's been signed. So, oh boy. Dun, dun, dun. Here's the latest.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
And as the world turns, we get more and more news. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if Mike O'Shea's waiting and they're just negotiating and he's trying to get the best dollar figure from Winnipeg.
Smart.
Or, and it is smart. Or, you know, as soon as, you know, if Toronto decides to make a move and they let go of Corey Chamberlain, all of a sudden you go back to Winnipeg and be like, look, toss in another stack, okay? Because now that's opened up.
It's all man, I love, I think we all love the interaction of this program.
Yeah.
And whether it be with the players, whether it be with the fans.
Oh, it's great.
Well, whatever it is, we're kicking at the box because there's, I know for a fact, there's players in this league that want to come on and their teams won't allow it for whatever reason. So we'll see where that plays out. But Sean in Saskatoon writes in and he says, this happened to Edmonton in 2015 and they haven't recovered. So it happened to the Riders when they were on top winning Grey Cups. And then when they were on the bottom, quite frankly, they stole that entire coaching staff from the Edmonton Eskimos. You brought that up the other day and the Eskimos have not recovered since. But guess what? All is fair in love and war. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
You know, for certain pro sports.
For certain pro sports.
And of course, the Riders got the jump on things with the Edmonton Eskimos, stole their whole coaching staff, and then the tampering law came in. Too bad, so sad.
Yeah.
And Winnipeg's finding out the hard way this is how it works.
And we're not going backwards.
No.
We're not going backwards. We will go forwards. Now, doesn't mean we're not going to be able to move forward to old ways in a new way, if that made any sense to anybody. But we got to move forward. We keep moving forward. So if we want to get back to loyalty, it's got to be in a new way. It's not going to go back to the way it was. We can improve and we can create loyalty in new ways, but we have to keep moving forward.
About show number 126 and number 26s from Calgary, anonymous texter says, Rob Cote, number 26, unsung hero. I'll go with you on that. And he says, if O'Shea leaves now, Bomber fans will be upset initially. If he's going to leave now is not the time to announce it. Wait till the new year. That's an opinion. I would suggest if you're leaving, let us know. This is a lot like relationships, right?
Yeah.
If you don't want to be here, just go.
It really. And I mean, and that's so true. If you don't want to be here,
just go.
Go. You know when it feels right and when it doesn't.
Right.
And you know pretty quickly. And so Mike O'Shea knows if it feels right. If he knows that you know, they say home is where the heart is, right? If
That's Toronto for him.
If it's Toronto, then go. Be happy. Do you. Because
Hakuna Matata, baby.
Hakuna Matata. Spending your life trying to please somebody else and not please yourself doesn't work. Not being selfish. But when you're happy, you're better for everybody else.
Yep.
Too. So.
Well, yeah. We got a break because we got John Scott in next. But it just reminds me a little bit of, with all these problems in the CFL right now. And I don't know, for one, one-year contracts, no loyalty, the coach's salary cap. Those are problems. Are they huge problems? Are these things that need to be fixed before you start gallivanting to Europe and Mexico? I'm not sure. But I'd like to see the nine franchises you have stable, maybe the 10th, before you start looking outside. I think that's become pretty clear.
Yeah.
That and more coming up. We'll break. It's a Friday, Football Friday here on the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your Sasktel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way, anyway. Get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your Sasktel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find. bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snowbeef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snowbeef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snowbeef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snowbeef.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Football Friday here on the Rod Peterson Show. I got to thank all of our viewers and listeners because, quite frankly, very little of today, what was planned, has gone according to plan. Darren DuPont, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
David Naylor, who is a great friend, so I'm not throwing him under the bus, but we can't get a hold of Dave Naylor. And the James Wilder connection, we couldn't get video, so we ended up getting him on the phone, and he dropped bombs all over.
Did he ever?
That was great. And now John Scott, he couldn't get connected, so now he's racing home to get on his wife's phone to join us, and I don't know if he's going to be with us by the time we go off the air, which, oh, wait. What time do we need to be off the air? When's the next show coming in?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there isn't one. It's just us. Rodney White has written us on Facebook. And I had the comment up here. And the comments are coming in so fast, I keep losing them. But Rodney White, here it is. No school today. Finally get to watch the RP show live. Glad to have you, Rodney White. It was an NFL great by the name of
Roddy White.
The Falcons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking that.
And I laughed at the dinosaurs on message boards that said, Rod's show will never take off on Facebook Live. His demographic's the older one. You nincompoop. I was just in a school yesterday talking to an entire high school in Moose Jaw and then the football team about nothing to do with this, mental health and addictions. I come home and all my followers. Ding, 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 ding.
Small-minded people can only...
So worry about yourself.
Can only see a small-minded world. It's simple as that. I mean, if you're closed-minded, that's all you can see. You don't get to see the possibilities, and unfortunately we do. Or fortunately, we do. So we're okay. It's funny when you said Rodney White is listening and watching. I was like, Roddy White? And I almost wasn't surprised because all the players are watching anyway. So it's fun. Having a great morning.
I'm trying to keep up with it. It's been fast. I wanted to get into with Lynch, and that just went insane. But Montreal is signing a coach to a three-year extension without having a general manager.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a GM, now guys want jobs, by the way, so... Kind of depends how desperate you might be to take that job. For instance, Brendan Tamman sitting back, you don't think he's had opportunities to get back into the CFL? He has. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't need to take just any job. I've heard his name linked to the Montreal job. And by the way, Brendan Tamman specifically and Kahari Jones go way back. They're boys. I'd be surprised if it wasn't Brendan Tamman now that I think about it going into Montreal. But I've also heard Eric Tillman's name linked. I've heard John Murphy's name linked. But doesn't that speak to the back-assward nature of how things are being done in Montreal.
Yeah.
And they continue to be.
No, it really does. They got to get that figured out quickly. You got the coach, but you don't have the GM. And so now you're going to try and sign a GM, but they better have bought into the coach. And if they're not on the same page, you got problems. Because if a GM's not, and we've seen this in Ottawa. When you're not on the same page, problems happen. And when you are, it's really, really great. And so if you bring in a GM and all of a sudden he thinks and believes the job should be done one way, because if he's going to be hired to be a GM, he needs the freedom to be able to operate the way he feels is the best for the organization. But if that's not the same way, and if he doesn't have similar philosophies with the coach, coaches aren't just like, hey, here, coach the players I give you. You coach them the way I give them to you. And coach is like, well, I have a different philosophy. This is the players I need, and this is what I like. And, you know, you got to be on the same page. So that's very delicate. And if I'm the Alouettes, it's almost like Kahari Jones needs to be part of that process of hiring the GM, which is back. It's backwards.
Ass backwards.
Back, yeah, ass backwards.
I said back asswards.
Back asswards. I was trying to get
that's
there.
A milestone term.
Yeah.
Donald Lewis writes in on Facebook and says, don't ever change the show, Rod and Darren. It's real life and it's great. It is real life. And I wish we could bring more people in for the live studio audience, and probably one day we will, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I ran into Jim and Brenda Hobson last night at a concert, Bianca Del Rio at the Conexus Arts Center. And I said to Brenda, that's Jim Hobson's wife, the first lady, how did you like the bunker? How did you like coming in for the live show? She said, if that was my work environment, I never would have retired. And I'm like, perfect.
Rod, think about this. It's the Vin Scully thing, right? When are you going to retire, Vin? When are you going to retire? Well, I wake up and have coffee with my wife out on the deck. And then I read the newspaper and read all the box scores. Go play nine holes of golf with my boys, and then I come back, read some more of the LA Dodgers. Put on my tie, go to the ballpark, and I watch baseball and I talk about it for three and a half hours. He's like, "What would I retire to? What would I retire to?"
Right.
That's everybody's dream of. And then I come home and have a nightcap and visit with my wife, and we go to bed.
It's a great life.
It's like what would like I'm 32 years old. What would I retire to? I show up in the morning.
Talking with your buddies.
Some days, if I really want, because I like to work late at night, I have a little sleep in. Come here, have coffee, fresh coffee and fresh baking. We talk about sports. We talk with the biggest sports celebrities in the world. And what would I retire to? Yeah.
Perkin taps with the treats, by the way. John Scott, speaking of big sports names, will join us. Let's take a break, Clark, for the sake of staying on time. Make sure everything's safe, and we'll be right back. John Scott in overtime, a great way to end today's show, next on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. With savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, finance rates are as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Plus, most new vehicle purchases come with a free set of winter tires. And buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the greatest auto sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's greatest auto sale.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back for overtime, everybody. The OT refresher for Emerald Water. By the way, sports on tap tonight, 8 games in the Western Hockey League, including the Moose Jaw Warriors, those pesky Warriors, home to the Medicine Hat Tigers tonight. Swiftcomb Broncos at Prince Albert, East Division collision there. Winnipeg at Brandon, the Pats are at Calgary, Saskatoon Blades visit Lethbridge, among those on the slate. SJ last night, Battleford's beating Notre Dame 4-2. The Stars are in Weyburn tonight as one of five SJ games. And the National Lacrosse League tips off tonight, the Saskatchewan Rush at the Colorado Mammoth and the Calgary Roughnecks at the Vancouver Stealth. You can watch live on Bleacher Report. And that is Sports on Tap for the Tap Brew Pub and Eatery, Regina's only drive-through beer and wine store. So now it is a pleasure to go out and join John Scott, as his Wikipedia page says, a Canadian former professional ice hockey player. And he joins us on video chat today. We got a smile out of him already. Good morning, John. How are you?
What's up, Rod? How are you?
I appreciate you scrambling to get on the air, and I guess you're on your wife's phone and stuff. I appreciate this, John. Where are you right now? Where are you joining us from?
The bathroom in my house in Traverse City, Michigan, the only place that's quiet right now, currently.
You got a lot of kids down there? What's going on in the world of John Scott right now?
We're getting ready for a little belated Thanksgiving dinner. My parents are driving in from St. Catharines, Ontario, so they'll be here in about an hour or so, and my wife is yelling at me to put the turkey in the oven. So
that's funny.
That's what's happening right now.
Yeah, you had your hands up. I thought with the hood, I thought it was a bathrobe because
didn't it look like it? Yeah,
for a second, and then you put the hands down, and it looks like a hood. So, go ahead,
John. Before we go any further, I want to say this. I want to thank our mutual friend Barrett Croft for lining this up. The head coach of the Trinity Western Spartans, rolling through their league. By the way, last I checked, unbeaten. So I guess you were just out there and talked to that club, and so he's the guy that connected us. Are you doing a lot of that? Like, what's your message to teams, and what are you doing post NHL?
Trinity Western's a good Christian school, so I myself am a Catholic. I was out there doing a talk to it's called the Spartan Foundation, so they raise money for that school because they're not, a public school, so they have to raise all their funds on their own to get scholarships and stuff. So I was out there giving a talk to fundraisers, the kids and stuff, and what a school they have out there in Langley, BC. It's incredible. But yeah, Barrett, he's a great guy, good coach. They're making the jump to the CIS next year, so I'll be watching them for sure.
Yeah, I think the CIS better watch out, as a matter of fact, for the Spartans. Right. And Barrett's a good Esteban guy, played at Briarcrest Bible College, and former Ryder chaplain, too, by the way. So one thing I want to ask you, John, when I told our viewers that you were coming on earlier today, obviously the NHL All-Star Game came up, and you know what they all said? Most memorable NHL All-Star game for them. These are from the fans that they can remember. It was so contentious, and you ended up being the MVP, obviously. Looking back, was that a tough thing to go through or not? Because you were getting heat from the league. You were getting heat from the media. What's your recollection about that years later?
Yeah, it was. When I look back now, it's nice. It's a fond memory. But at the time, it was really stressful, and it's not ideal. Obviously, as a player, you don't want to cause too much distraction on your team, and it was just a huge distraction. Everybody, the media, the fans, everybody was all in on it. So I wouldn't want to do it again, but it ended up well. It ended up fantastic. But yeah, it was just such a weird circumstance that happened. The league got involved where I think they shouldn't have, and yeah, it was a mess, but it ended up good. So I mean, what are you gonna do?
Well, you know what? I don't know how often you get asked about it. I mean, that's frankly the one thing you're probably going to be remembered for. And at the time, I was against it because, as you know, you were voted by the fans as a goof, as a spoof. You went to have fun, and it just showed how popular you were amongst other NHLers because you ended up being the star of the game. And you go down in history for that and for the publicity of the game, for marketing efforts. It ended up being the greatest thing. It really illustrates the difference between hockey operations and marketing, doesn't it?
I think it just showed how people don't know much about hockey, and they just think that I was a one-dimensional player and much like other guys of my ilk, and they didn't think I could keep up or we were decent hockey players. And it does show that everybody, we are good hockey players. There's a reason we were in the NHL, and yeah, I was really good at fighting, but if I wasn't a decent hockey player, I would never have been there. And I know people disagree with that, but I hope that kind of put that argument to bed a little bit because, yeah, I'm sure you ripped on me a bunch, and I listened to dozens, if not more people who just said, I don't belong, this and that. And yeah, I know it was a fan vote, but I played in the NHL for almost 10 years. I must have been doing something right. It's not like I just went out there and fought every single game. So it's almost gratifying to hear people say that they didn't want me there and they thought it was a goof or a joke, because it's nice to kind of shove the words up your behind a little bit.
Well, of course. Well, looking back, like I say, people say it's the most memorable thing of that particular All-Star game. Now, the other thing is, when I worked in the dub for 17 years, I know that you can't get to the NHL if you can't skate, period. Bottom line, end of story. Because I knew a lot of goons in the dub that couldn't skate. They didn't get to the next level. But you're over that, aren't you? You're not worried about what people think, I would think, about your career.
No, not at all. I'm secure with what I – listen, I know I wasn't the most skilled player, but it is it does rub me the wrong way still when people come up to me and they're like, oh, you didn't deserve it, this and that. It's like, well, give me three reasons why not. And it's just because it happens so often. Yeah, I'm secure with where I'm at, but it's always nice to get into a little conversation with someone who still doesn't – I don't want to say get it, but just disagrees with me. So I'm all for a healthy debate, and I love talking to people about why I think I deserved it and why I think Tough Guys, it was a good little recognition for them as a whole to – show people that we are actually decent hockey players.
Hey, what made you settle in Traverse City, Michigan, by the way? I mean, when I wouldn't say I got to know you because we've never met, but I watched you in Arizona because I was spending a lot of time around the Coyotes at that time, and Dave Tippett's a good friend. Traverse City, Michigan. I know, great hockey town, but why did you drop your anchor there?
Well, I went to school at Michigan Tech, and I met my wife at Michigan Tech, and she grew up in Traverse City. So we came here for the summers a few years, and if you've ever been here, you don't want to leave because it's such a great beach town. They have more beaches than there is in California. So it's just a cool little beach town, and I don't know. I like it.
Good for you. Happy wife, happy life. Let's be honest. That's we all right. Know that. And John, before we let you go, because I know you got to get the turkey in the oven, your message to the Spartans team, are you doing much of that? And if you don't mind, what is your message to young athletes and any groups that you speak to now post-NHL career?
Yeah, it kind of revolves around the idea of you just have to stay humble. And no matter how good you are or how bad you are, you just still have to work for things. And nothing is ever given to you these days. And it's hard for young kids to grasp that just because it's one of those generations where everybody gets a trophy. So I feel like you have to give them that message. Like, listen, nothing's going to be given to you. You have to work for everything that you earn, and you'll get far if you just put the work in. So that's kind of the message I try to put across on most talks.
Good for you.
John, one for you, just before we let you go. Their comment came up not that long ago that the fans here on the Facebook wall loved your interview on the Spit and Chicklets podcast. And it's funny, they're so big across the United States, and it's coming into Canada. And we're kind of doing that same thing in Canada with our show kind of in this new media world, which is lots of fun. But I saw your video trying the pink lemonade. We've been drinking that stuff at Mosaic Stadium at Rider Games, the pink lemonade with vodka, forever. So what is it about that stuff, and was it any good? Because it's selling out in the liquor stores like crazy here now that it's in Saskatchewan.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, it's not my cup of tea, obviously. I'm more of a beer whiskey guy, like I said in my video. But I do a podcast too, Dropping the Gloves, and they sent us a bottle, and we had to try it. So that's crazy good for them. It's just not... it's not my style, man. That's not what I drink.
Didn't you say that your wife would really like it? That's what
she would enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very fruity, sugary drink, and I would not be caught dead with that. That's just me.
Something that Ryan Whitney, he's good with it.
Yeah.
All right, John. Happy Turkey Day down there. Oh, look at that cutie! There you go. There you go. She's on television. We'll have to send her a screenshot. Hi.
Nice. Hi,
somebody. That's funny. All right. Well, perfect timing. John, we'll let you get back to the family. Appreciate the time and keep in touch if you don't mind. Glad things are going so great.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Bye.
See ya.
The Scott family from Traverse City, Michigan.
That's
how awesome is
that's
that?
Awesome. Really awesome.
Are you jealous at all that it's Thanksgiving? They're getting Thanksgiving down there?
Yes.
Do you want to go down to Montana? Like, it's only like an hour from here.
I'd drive.
Go down there for a U.S. Thanksgiving.
Sure.
I saw, I was listening to it on the radio. I've been doing a lot of driving lately, as you know. A lot of windshield time, as they say. And they said the calories. You know, you couldn't have Thanksgiving meals every day.
No.
You'd be the size of a house.
Oh, yeah.
Mashed potatoes, like a scoop of mashed potatoes, like 600 calories.
Yeah. I know. And the gravy and the stuffing and the pumpkin pie and, oh.
Don't even get me started on the pie. It was like 800 calories for a slice of pumpkin pie.
Can't just have pumpkin pie. Got a pecan pie, too.
The pilgrims were fat. You saw the pictures of them?
Yeah. They eat like that all the time.
Just saying. But I am jealous of the American. Look, he's got to put a turkey in the oven.
And if you notice, your plate, the lean meat, the lean turkey, the stuff that's actually good for you, it's about like this much of your plate. The rest is potatoes and gravy and stuffing and corn. And we don't really even leave room for vegetables on the plate.
So as everybody has noticed today, I'm going to wind it up this way and say life is great. We're having so much fun on this show. My day's over for the most part. I don't know about yours, other than to go down to Agribition, hang out with all the Agribition goers, the world's largest agricultural expo, where all my family is, and as we found out, old girlfriends. So I might be showing up in a disguise, but I'll be there all afternoon. We've got a tent there. People are taking photos on the set. We aired a photo earlier.
Yeah.
Right? We have a prize package for people down there at Agribition. We're going out for a family supper tonight, and then I'm going back to the rodeo.
Perfect.
Tonight.
Perfect.
I got to dig more into this rodeo clown offending people because of his comments about Justin Trudeau.
Mm.
Is this in the news somewhere?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Is this where we are as a society? A rodeo clown makes a comment about the prime minister and people are upset.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
This is where we are.
Yeah.
Stop the world. I want to get off. Unhappier things. How awesome is it that the players were all watching the show today and writing in and asking questions of the other players and coming after our analysts, which we encourage, by the way.
Yeah.
This show, if people haven't noticed, is going to be the voice of the player.
Yeah. No, it really is. That's what's great. You never know where it's going to go. And too often, and this is my last kind of point on this, and I talk about this with you. The reason it works is because we have authenticity, and you're so authentically you. If the Rod's rant...
To a detriment sometimes.
Yeah, I know. But if the Rod's rant was something that you had to come up with every day...
Couldn't do it.
It wouldn't come off as authentic. And it's the same thing with this show. We all have an idea of where we think it's going to go, and that's great, and we kind of steer the ship in a direction. But if we tried to calculate, and we want this show to be this, it wouldn't work. You kind of have to let it go where it's going to go. And that's what's happening. And that's why it's having so much success. It's organically going where it's going to go. The players are now becoming a part of it. And the teams are watching and the players are watching. And that's great. When you're authentically you, people notice. And that's where they have an attachment to it. And it's working.
But the one cool thing is I didn't know a lot of these players. Like James Wilder Jr. was never a rider. Dennis was here a brief time. I never met Mike Alway before. Don Unamba was a rider for half a season. But it's very clear that they realize that they can come on here and be themselves and tell their side of the story.
It's a safe space. People can spot a fake environment pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case here.
No. And, I don't like the way that networks and organizations have been able to paint players for many years. So hopefully we can chip away at that.
Yeah.
Here. By the way, Paul, the infamous Paul, is down at Agribition. Do we know? And he has written in. He says, Denny the Clown is applying for the job of the Calgary Flames head coach, just so you know. That's from Paul.
And on that note.
Paul's not here on the couch. He's at Agribition. What's the best food at Agribition?
Ooh, I've heard the brisket. I've heard the brisket is the best.
Okay.
So, might have to get a brisket today.
Clark just told me it's somebody's Smoke and Spice. What's the company? Berry? Prairie. Oh, they're a local Prairie company.
Smoke. Oh, yeah, no.
They're from here.
Yeah, he's the best.
Prairie Smoke and Spice. Art.
He's so good. Got to check out there.
Oh, he's the guy that won all the awards.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue World Champ from Regina. Awesome.
Our social media fact checker, Tyler Daku, writing in, our social media advisor. He says, the average slice of pumpkin pie has 323 calories. We can all have another.
Oh, that's good.
My pie's like... that big.
Take a piece of pie. So you cut a piece.
That's why it's 800 calories.
Leave the piece.
Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah.
We got to go. We don't want to go, but we should.
Clearly, it's lunchtime.
clearly it's lunchtime. I'm going to Popeye's Louisiana Chicken for their grand opening. Thank you for the invite. And if you've missed any of the program today, we talked about the news out of Winnipeg with Mike O'Shea, held a news conference at 11. We discussed all that. Bill Peters firing, James Wilder Jr. dropping bombs on the Argos. That's all in the past 2 hours. So go back and watch it if you missed it. And we'll see you Monday to recap this weekend at 10 a.m. Central right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.